Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning. We thank you for the mind to continue to serve you and the mind to continue to do the will of the Lord. We thank you. You've been merciful unto us, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your compassion and love that you have shown unto us. We thank you for giving your life for us that we might be saved. We thank you, O Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to bless us and that you will go with us, lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us to follow the leading of the Lord. Help us today, Lord. Oh, my God, we are dependent on you. There is no other help. You are our very present help in trouble. Oh, my God, we thank you because we know that you care. You care for your people. And you told us that we could cast all our care upon you, for you care for us. I thank you today, Lord. You said in your word you would never leave us, neither would you forsake us. But us always in the world. We are sending the word of God. We are taking you at your word today. We pray that you send on help, that you will bless souls, save souls, deliver today. Help somebody to receive the word of God. Help them
change
their life. Help them, oh Lord, change their mind. Help them to follow you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on this broadcast ministry. Continue to bless, have your way, let your will be done. Oh, my God, bless those that are conducting this broadcast. We know you're able today, oh, Lord, make ways, open up doors. Help somebody, Lord, to come to you through this broadcast ministry. And we believe it today. We trust you and take you at your word, knowing
yes,
that you cannot fail and you cannot lie. We are seeking to please you in every way, oh Lord. Oh my God, take away our will, not our will, but let our will perish and let your will be done in our lives. Oh my God, go with us, bless us, and cause your face to shine upon us. Help us, oh Lord, to do the will of Christ. Help us to go all the way. Call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, my God, thou art so worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you will help us. Help us to go through, oh Lord. Help us to stand and do the will of God. Help your people everywhere throughout the world. Touch and bless, save and heal. Look on those who are institutionalized, those who are incarcerated, and those who are going through afflictions in their bodies. Touch, oh Lord, heal. Deliver, oh Lord, save to the uttermost. And we pray that you look on the children. Touch them, oh Lord. Help them to give their lives to you. Save them, oh Lord. Make a way for them. And I pray that you will put them in an environment where they can be saved. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got the power. Deliver, oh Lord. You said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And I know that you're able, oh Lord, to make a way for them, to bless and keep them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this prayer. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for what you've been doing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for your love. We look to you and thank you at your word, not doubting anything, but believing you, oh Lord. We know you're able to take us through, and we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we're excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our mother church, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our Southern District Overseer, Pastor Jerry Bennett, the pastor of Grace Temple Church in North Carolina. And right now we're going to read our opening scriptures taken from the 46th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And that's the 46th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Thank God for the renewal of the word, the 46th number song, the first throughout the 11th verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title One School, if anyone would like to listen to the on-demand broadcast previously recorded. You can go on that website and do the same thing. Just click on the on-demand broadcast. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you'd like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're a clergy, you're feeling bold, you'd like to have remarks after the word, if you have a testimony you'd like to share, or if you have an encouraging word you'd like to give, or a song you'd like to sing, or a prayer you'd like to pray, or if you request prayer, you can definitely give us a call at 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. And we want to remember all the souls that are on our prayer list. And I heard Evangelist Maybell mention the Paldo family in prayer, so I'm putting them on the prayer list, as well as an aunt. And I can get that information from you. And added to prayer list is A.B. She wanted to leave her initials, and she asked for special prayer that God would take the taste of alcohol away from her, and she wants to be restored back to God. And we know that God is able to do all things. We're praying for Katrina Jones, that God would heal her from stage 3C ovarian cancer. We know that God is able. Praying for Evangelist Hameen, and Sheila Hameen, the Ruth Capoletti family, all those who were affected with COVID, Titus Edmund Sr., Amor Nix, Evangelist Martha Culbreth and Breeze Culbreth family, the Breeze Thompson Edmund family, Mother Barbara Austin, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, Missionary Bessie Johnson and Bruce Johnson family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, all of the Blue families, and just give an update on my nephew, David Hameen. He was in a hospital, and he's home now and doing well. He's been home for a few weeks, so I'm leaving him on, haven't taken him off the prayer list, but it's just like we don't take anybody else, but I did want to give that update that he's doing well now, so thank the Lord for that. Amen. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time, and I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for each of you out there in radio land who has taken the time to tune in to this broadcast on this afternoon. We were anticipating being in the service live today at the Forest Park Senior Center. However, we decided to just put it off and then go there on the first Sunday of September. So, Lord's will, we look forward to being there at that time in person, streaming live the service on that day. But we do thank the Lord for all things said and done. Thank God for that prayer. My mind is just going right back to Friday when the Lord took over the prayer.
Yeah.
The bandits began to pray, and God sent his anointing, and I tell you, the Lord, he had his way, and he began to speak. And my soul is still rejoicing. My soul is still feeling the effect of that powerful, anointed prayer and the word of God that was spoken, words of encouragement, and we were uplifted. And I thank God for that. And now we're going to go ahead and have a re-broadcast of one of our services, starting with the words of encouragement by Evangelist May, and she'll introduce me as the speaker. So we will let the recording go from that point all the way through the prayer. So at this time, next voice you will hear is that of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, and we thank God for her being on this afternoon and for leading that opening prayer. So stay tuned.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God that was read earlier from the Lord. God is our refuge right now. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is a very present help in trouble. And for this reason, we won't fear. I don't care what Satan is before us and what he does. We will not fear. Those earth and those mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We are not going to fear because God is our refuge. He is our strength, and he's on our side. We are looking to him today because we know that God can do everything. Right now, God will do whatever you need him to be. If you just trust him and take him at his word, glory to God. The Bible says the Lord of hosts is with us. He's with us. And the God of Jacob is our refuge. Glory to God. Very encouraging and ensuring words that come from God. So we don't have to hang our heads down. And we don't have to be disencouraged because God is with us and he is our refuge. We can look to the Lord today. If you're out there, radio land, if you're going through things, God is your strength, your refuge. You can look to him, to come to him, and give your life to him, and he will work things out for you also. But we thank God for everyone that's on the line. And we want to encourage you to continue to tune into this broadcast and hear the word of God. If you need some encouragement, tune in. God's got a word for you. He'll encourage your heart. So God bless you, and we thank God for this broadcast. Right now, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Pastor Evangelist Sheila Amin out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you, Dr. Hameen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am happy to be here one more time. Amen. Thank God for the opening prayer, for the scripture that was read, and also for those urging and uplifting words coming through this Evangelist May. I can say the truth that she could have just went ahead on if she felt like preaching. So just stretch out. Amen. Praise God. Yes.
I truly enjoy those words of encouragement coming through her. And at this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll go to the scripture. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you and we thank you for today. We thank you for how you bless us. And we ask you to say your word to minister unto our hearts. Oh, God, whatever need there is, let that need be met through your word. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We believe you and we count it as done, and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you would pray with me for just a few minutes, we'll go to the scripture, and we'll be brief tonight. We'll be speaking from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 18. And I might have another scripture to add, but we'll start with Ephesians, the 6th chapter.
the kingdom of God. And the Bible reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. On the whole armor of God, that you may be able to against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereon, amen, grateful, thank God for the reading of the word of God, Ephesians 6, chapter, verses 10 through 18. And tonight, the title of this message is Walk by Faith, and the theme is Be Strong in the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are living in a time where our souls are being tried. Our faith is being tried. And the enemy is doing everything he can to fit the people of God. And sometimes we just need to have the longer way. Praise the Lord. And I believe Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus to encourage them to be strong in the Lord. Amen. It takes faith to walk this walk. Amen. To follow Jesus Christ. To be a follower of him. It takes faith. The Lord also, we need to have strength. We need that strength in order to stand. And so Apostle Paul began to write in verse 10 saying, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. His might, so great and so powerful that we can get this strength in the Lord by putting on our faith and building our faith. And as our faith is being tried down here, praise the Lord, we learn patience. We learn how to wait on God. We learn that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. While the battle is going on, we are surely in a spiritual warfare. But God is our refuge and strength. Praise the Lord. So we are exhorted in saying to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord. We need to have on the whole armor of God. If you're under attack, you need to prepare some kind of defense. Hallelujah. Otherwise, if you don't put on the whole armor of God, then you are unprotected. You have no defense. You are an easy target. But the Lord has made it possible for us to have the protection we need by putting on the whole armor of God. And the reason being in the 12th verse, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the spiritual wickedness in high places. So we need to be properly equipped with the whole armor of God in order to stand against these wiles of the devil, these attacks coming from the devil through the principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of the spirit, the spiritual wickedness and high places. In the 13th verse, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in this evil day, and having done all, to stand. So we have to storm this whole armor of God as described a little further down in this chapter, starting with verse 14, armor. This is spiritual. And we don't always consider that there is a spiritual war going on. And we are playing in the battleground and not even paying attention. We are oftentimes in the line of fire coming from the enemy. And we end up getting hit because we are not properly attired for that. So we should live every day prepared for this battle. Not to let our guard down, but to be on guard, to be fully attentive, to be aware of our surroundings. And I'm talking about spiritual. We need to have spiritual insight. We need to be able to discern where the enemy is attacking us so that we can put up with this enemy. Praise the Lord. So going down to verse 14, the word of God says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. So this is starting all around the heart. Praise the Lord. Having your loins girt about with truth. The only way to get anywhere with God, we have to come truthful. We have to walk upright and speak the truth in our heart. Hallelujah. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, this will protect our heart from the fiery darts of the enemy. This armor is spiritual, and we need to have it on. That's the first portion of the armor of God. The next is your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have to study to assure ourselves approved unto God. Hallelujah. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, right dividing the word of truth. We need to have that preparation of the gospel of truth that wherever we go, we are able to deliver the word of God. The gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery dust of the shield of faith. In this message, I'm exhorting all born again believers to work on your faith. Amen. Walk by faith. Build that faith in the Lord. If you find that your faith is a little weak, it's time to go to God in prayer and seek the Lord for strength, the Lord, to increase your faith and to strengthen your faith. We have to walk by faith. Amen. So above all, taking the shield of faith, and with the shield of faith, this is how we are able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. That fallen angel, Satan, and on earth, behind the scenes, also very deceitful, and even sizing us up, looking for a way to get if you find any opening where you don't have your guard up, he can get the fiery dust, can get you and penetrate your heart, violently and destroy others. And this is Satan's whole purpose, is threefold. And he wants to destroy us completely. So he wants to stop us receiving what God has for us. His main purpose is wrapped into the three things wrapped into one. He came to steal, to kill. This is what Jesus warned the disciples or the followers who were in the time following after him. He said he came to give life that more abundant. But Satan, his desire is to steal, to kill, and destroy. So he makes sure that you don't have a chance anymore. So we have to put on the whole armor of God. Verse 16 says, above all, the shield of faith. And then verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. These weapons are what we need in order to put up a defense against the attack of the enemy, against the wiles of the enemy. Because he is not resting or sleeping, but look for a way to destroy the people of God. Hallelujah. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we are in this together, and we need to pray one for another, because there are many souls out there who need strong soldiers. Many of them, as we consider the wars that are going on right now, everybody is not in the military, but they are civilians. And a whole lot of them have to run for their lives. Many times, the soldiers try to rescue them, but are not always successful. Hallelujah. In the same regard, in the spiritual sense, we being the soldiers of Jesus, there are souls out there that need to be rescued from the enemy who has blinded their minds and entrapped them in a world of sin. Glory to God, but we are exhorted to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And as we go forth to reach out to the lost souls of men, we must put on the whole armor of God, deliver the gospel of peace. Glory to God, that they may also be delivered. Hallelujah. And from this spiritual warfare, we have to continue in prayer one for another, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let us wait without teaching, and also watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we have to, when you're in a battle, when you're in warfare, you either have to speak with one eye open and the other closed. Hallelujah. Your hand has to always be on your weapon and be on God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody got to be on the lookout while others take a break and breath. You have to rotate, take turns while these are watching and keeping guard. Others are resting for a few hours. Then they have to take that shift and also watch and be on guard while they take a break. So as the saints of God, let us pray for one another. Let us uphold one another. Amen. Let us stand together. Put our forces together in prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord, he will come to see about it. He will be with us the whole way. Praise God. I want to bring out also Psalm 94. Who will rise up for me against the evildoer? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? The psalmist said in the 17th verse, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in sight. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Praise the Lord. We don't have to fret. We don't have to be upset or dismayed because of what they do. God is the revenger of us. Amen. He will take revenge. We should not try to revenge ourselves. But God says, vengeance is mine. I will say. Hallelujah. Please, God. So let us be encouraged. Let us make sure that we have on the whole armor. There's no need of thinking that you're going to get anywhere or accomplish anything without faith. And the Bible lets us know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we must walk by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Amen. And let us be strong, the Lord, and in the power of his might. And I thank God for the word of God tonight. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to share these thoughts with you. And I pray that from the word of God, that I again encourage you to put on the whole armor of God. Because the battle is hot. I mean, the battle is worse now than ever before because we are in the last days. Satan is doing more and more trying to overthrow our faith. But let us persevere. Let us continue to trust the Lord. Amen. And help others who are out there and don't know the Lord. If you want to help someone, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If you want to help someone, make sure that your faith is up to par where it should be. Make sure that your trust is in the Lord. Because when we go out there, we don't know what we're going to face. Kinds of things out there. Hallelujah. The enemy is looking for a way to get. If you have to pray for someone who is sick, make sure you're prayed up. Make sure you are fasting and praying before God. Hallelujah. And go forth and do the work of the Lord. That's all a part of the ministry of reconciliation. It's all a part of it. And when we're going out there, you're going to be safe and you must be prayed up, consecrated before God to command these unclean spirits to come out of the soul. Otherwise, they'll make mockery of you. Praise God. Evil spirits will laugh at you and they'll make mockery of you because they know whether or not you have the power to cast them out. All right? They know that when you go in the strength of the Lord, command them by the power and authority that Jesus Christ has gifted you, you can speak confidently in the name of Jesus and command unclean spirits to come out. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us work on building our faith in the Lord. Let's work on praying and fasting, being consecrated before God so that he can use us in our ministry. Born again, believe tonight. And I encourage you and I want you to know I'm praying for you that God will strengthen you, that he'll encourage you, that he will help you and bless you in your ministry. Praise God. At this time, we offer you the invitation to accept prayer. If there is anyone listening tonight who wants to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, the invitation is to you. All you have to do now is just repent and be sorry for the sins you've committed against God and ask the Lord to forgive all your sins. And ask the Lord to save your soul, save your soul. If there is anyone with any prayer request, the invitation is to you. We're going to God in prayer and we're going to believe God together. Let us put our faith together and touch and agree in prayer and believe God. With our minds on the Lord and our hearts turned towards God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your word tonight. Oh, Lord, and we ask for power. Lord, send your anointing upon us, oh God. Anoint us to do your will. Oh, Lord God, make us what you have us to be and bless us in our ministry. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for a touch tonight. You would touch our hearts and our minds that you would lift every burden. Oh, Lord God, reduce the spirit of fear. Oh, my God, take it away right now and give us the strength that we need to go through, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God, only angels. And camp round about it. But Lord, you are our refuge, a very present help in trouble. And Lord, we come to you for protection. We come to you, for you are our defense. Oh Lord God, come and see about us while we're praying down here. But we are waiting on you, Lord Jesus. And without you, we can do nothing. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, to those who don't know you tonight, asking you to forgive all of their sins, Lord, name of Jesus. Take thy hope everywhere. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and forgive. Lord, save the hand of death. Give somebody a little more time to repent of their sins. Oh, God, and to prepare for the meeting to meet their God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Send deliverance tonight. Lord, send healing. Lord God, make whole right now. Reduce the sicknesses and the afflictions in the name of Jesus. Lord, only you have the power. Oh, Lord, we are looking unto you. Make in a mighty way, oh God. Lay your hand on those who are sick tonight, Jesus. Help, Lord God, the sick there. Oh, God, restore their health. Lord, if they've committed any sin, let their sins be forgiven. And, Lord, make them whole right now, that they may go forth and do your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you will visit prison tonight. Go there, Lord God, and make your holy visitation. Lord God, save in the prison. Deliver, oh Lord Jesus. Let sins be forgiven. Be merciful, Lord Jesus. Have mercy right now and work miracles, Lord. Work wonders, oh God. You are able to do all things, and there's nothing too hard for you, my God. We are praying, Lord, for the backslider, asking you to help the backslider to return to Jesus. Help them, O God, to turn from the world and to make it back to you, Lord, before it's too late. Reclaim their souls tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. We know you are able, oh, my God, do it right now. Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Look on those who are on the prayer list, Lord, one by one and name by name. We pray, Lord Jesus, a special prayer that you will look on them right now, that you will bless them, Lord, with a blessing that they all stand in need of. And, Lord, grant them their heart's desire. Oh, Lord, and let it be done according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this prayer tonight. We thank you, oh God, for your trust, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you've done, Lord. Thank you, O God, for the strength and for encouragement. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the service you have missed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for the blessings you've shown upon us. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, O God, and we lift you up, Lord. We ask you, O Lord God, to please, Lord, anything that we didn't mention, Lord, the unspoken with us. God, we ask you to grant it tonight. Let it be done, Lord, according to your will. All of these things we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can somebody help me thank the Lord? Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God, for that prayer, even. Coming to Evangelist Hameen, talking about walk by faith and encouraging us to be strong in the Lord. And this is required of us, not to be wishy-washy, not to straddle the fence. One day we're strong and the next day we've completely given up. But we are required to be strong in the Lord, and not that we won't be tried or that we won't get weak, but being resolved in our faith that although the wiles of the devil are strategically used against us, we're going to still trust God. We have to be, like the preacher said, I like when she said, properly attired for battle, because if we are not, then yeah, we will fall. Those fiery darts, they'll pierce us, but we have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not anything we do, not anything that we can do or did, but it's in the power of his might. Amen. Thank God. I didn't mean to give remarks, but thank God for the word of God and for the prayer. And I want to open up the floor so that ministers and evangelists can have remarks, starting with Evangelist Maybell. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God telling us to put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
You got to have the entire wardrobe on. We can't skip anything. We can't leave anything. Got to have it all on in order to make this journey, because it's a long journey and it's perilous times that we are living in. And the enemy is fighting against us, so we must have on the whole armor of God. Precious word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. I encourage her to continue to preach the word of God. Give us the word of God so that we may live thereby. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for those encouraging remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. And again, thank God for her, any other clergy, or anyone on the line or that's calling in. I'd like to have remarks. Even if I turn it back over into the hands of Evangelist, I mean, you're still welcome to call in. Just let us know that you're on the line. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if not, I want to encourage everyone, stay strong. If you've been taken down, Make a change and start standing the word of God, and be strong, start praying and fasting. He'll strengthen you.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks, encouraging remarks coming through Evangelist Khadijah and also Evangelist Maybell. We just thank God for this word. Praise the Lord. And it was just very encouraging just listening to the word of God. And this is something that we all should do, is just take the word of God in, apply it to our lives daily. We need to be strong. We being soldiers of Jesus Christ, we need some strength. Amen. And the word of God will prepare us for battle. So everything we need is in the word of God. So every time we hear the word of God, let's gain a little more strength. You know, put on more. Every time the word comes forth, take something from it, excuse me, and use it to build up your faith, to go on in the name of the Lord. And knowing a little bit about the military, when you go into the military, they're going to test you to see what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and what you need to work on. You know, if they keep you in the Army or the whatever branch of military you go in, if they keep you in there, they're going to work on the areas that are weak, because you need to have all the strength you need in order to participate in battle. So you can't just go out into a battle unprepared, not knowing what to do. You have to go through some training. They call it boot camp. So they want to get you ready and prepared for battle. And if you can't take it, If you can't make it through the boot camp, you're not going out to battle. So sometimes we're, in the spiritual sense, we're going through boot camp. You know, and we need to work on the areas that are weak, you know, work on this, work on that. And when time to go out to battle, we are ready and prepared. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God once again for the word of God. Thank God for this broadcast and for all of you for taking the time out to listen in. And we're, like I stated, intending to be live in service today, but Lord's will, we are looking forward to being in service on the first and third Sunday in September, if it's the Lord's will. So we ask that you will keep us in your prayers. Let us continue in prayer one for another. Is there anything else before we close out? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. We look forward to you tuning in on Friday night at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. God bless you. God bless you, Rangers. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to say we're asking that those of you that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for the Paul Doe family. And this was my aunt who lost her husband, which was my uncle. And that was my mother's brother. Her last living sibling has passed away down in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're asking that everyone pray for the Paul Doe family. Send up prayers and pray for all of us, just the entire Paul Doe family. Praise God.
Amen. So sorry to hear about the loss, and we are certainly lifting you all up in prayer. And please, everyone listening, join in. Let us pray especially for the Paul Doe family and the Edmund family, and all the family members.
Yeah.
Anything else? If not, may God bless you, may heaven smile upon you, and good night.